Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need, but there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Stephen Russo back on the show. Stephen has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last couple of years. He's Executive VP of Eclipsis, and he's got decades of experience in managing, organizing companies like ours. He's a cyber professional expert, and he's here to talk to us about that whole world as we deal with this global pandemic, and not only that, but the response to it. And as I'm calling it now, we're beyond the post-pandemic in our rearview mirror, and we're looking at the pre-pandemic is in our rearview mirror. And the post-pandemic's in our windshield, and Stephen's here to talk to us about it right now. Stephen Russo, welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Great hearing from you. Glad to hear you're doing well.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Stephen. So from your perch there in the world of technology, I'll just point out that the way I'm catching a lot of my conversations these days is by differentiating between the pandemic itself and the global pandemic, the health situation, but also and the response to it, a separate thing, which has caused its own issues. And then in the post-pandemic world, what will be the residual of all this? What do you think?
Well, I think, for many people, the world is changing, obviously. The new normal is going to be much different than we've been used to seeing. You're going to find that many companies have found how well they've been able to adapt and been able to utilize work-at-home employees, which have created its own new challenges for cyber folks. But the ability for people to work at home has really, for many, worked very, very well and surprised quite a few companies at how well and how successful they can be with working remotely.
Let me give you a quick anecdote on that, yeah. Stephen. A member of my Brain Trust was on the show 2 weeks ago. He's got offices in New York City and downtown San Francisco. And he said to me on the show, he said, you know, we're working pretty well from home. He said, I pulled up my operating statement and called my accountant in, and I said, tell me again why we're paying $5 million a year in rent. What do you think?
Well, that's my whole point, Jim, is, you know, the ability for folks to work at home, I think the companies are finding it really does work. So I think you may find some offices and some types of businesses are going to start shifting and working more remotely because of the cost savings that they're going to be able to achieve. But it really does cause some other problems, cyber-wise anyway. Cyber is going to become more and more important. You've seen some of the things in the news with Zoom and Zoom bombing and stuff like that,
yeah,
where people are on conferences and other people get into the conferences and things like that. So there's some work to do for the IT professionals to now reevaluate what they're doing and create safe environments.
They're going to have to make their platforms a little more user-friendly, aren't they?
Yeah, they're going to have to implement micro-token exchange technology if they really want to be secure.
Tell us about now. You've taught us about micro token exchange. We've talked about it with other people, but see, when you say that sounds like a financial transaction, but that's not what you mean, is it?
No, it's not. They're going to have to implement security protocols that are able to secure the endpoint to endpoint communications, whether it's phone calls, whether it's the sending of sensitive documents, sensitive information. They have to secure the pipeline between two or more individuals that are needed to communicate with one another.
How does crypto do that? Well, and of course, we'll have to get into this a little bit more in the next segment. But give us one example of how crypto would do this. Why don't some of the security like a VPN? Why didn't that do that?
Well, to start with VPNs, Jim, if you really analyze them close, roughly 70% of all VPNs are owned by the Chinese or Russian folks.
Oh.
So right there, that tells you enough right there, doesn't it?
Boy, no kidding. Hey, hold on to that thought, Stephen. Wow, folks, he's really bringing some news here. And when we come back, I'm going to have Stephen explain. See, you and I have talked about, we've talked about micro tokens. We talked about blockchain ad nauseum around here, right? You know how much I'm enamored with blockchain, how much I think it's part of our future, but I hadn't thought about it being used as a communication security measure. And so Stephen's going to help us with that. I know you don't want to miss this. What he says after the break will be on the test. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.